Theatre is making its way back. The Theatre Arts Collective has been performing to crowds of, well, maximum audiences in their space of 15, 16 people for quite a few months now. I did a run at the Baxter Studio with the Outlaw Muckridge, which finished on Saturday. And by the end, we were getting close to the theatre's COVID capacity, which was 70. And for Friday night, Saturday night, Thursday night was absolutely full. We actually put in more seats. So slowly people are starting to say, you know what, I love this thing. I'm going to take the risk and I am going to go out. Così fan tutti is going to be performed at the Baxter, and I believe that the booking for that is pretty good. There are well over 150 people that are booked for each of the four performances that I think they are doing. And Zaxim Dar's acclaimed award-winning first novel, Ways of Dying, was turned into a theatre piece quite some years ago by Laura Foote, the artistic director of the Baxter, and she's involved with a group of UCT fourth-year drama students, and they will be performing Ways of Dying at the Baxter. They're going to do a season at the Flipside, and they are also going to be at the... Well, I'm not actually sure where they're going to be, but Mdukwe Yama is the co-director and choreographer. He's on the line to us now. Hello, Mdu.
Good afternoon, Nathan. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Great.
I was, when I was rehearsing in the studio, I used to hate the fact that you were rehearsing in that space near me, because all I heard was this beautiful singing coming across. And there I was screaming, and I was just listening to this beautiful singing. Anyway, you start next week.
Yeah, well, next week is our last week, basically, in the studio. After that, we move on to the theatre.
Okay.
We ever get in after that, yeah.
And, I mean, what's it been like? We're working, because, you know, you're working with theatre students, with students of theatre, and they will have been itching, I'm sure, to get back on stage and show off their talents.
It's been a fascinating process. You know, the students, of course, with a year like this, they couldn't wait to go back on stage. And we can see that by just their enthusiasm. They work hard, they're every day, 100%. They're giving it all. Of course, working with Lara, I'm sure it's a bigger motivation. But working on this particular text, you know, it's Zaxim Dar, Ways of Dying. It's political. It's raw. It's human. It's amazing, and it's all about teaching them about the past and the future and all of that. And they've been absorbing that as much as possible.
And with the work that Lara does, and Zaxim's novel lends itself very much to the kind of approach that she takes. These are, what would you call them? You would call them a whole repertoire of skills performances. You need to be able to move. You need to be able to dance. You need to be able to sing. You need to be able to act. You need to be able to do all that actors are required to do.
Pretty much. I mean, Zaxim Dar, his writing is very big, and Lara's style, I would say, is more like magic realism, which it actually needs everything in that you can imagine as a performer, as I say, sing, dance, act well. Your physicality needs to be so strong. Your musicality needs to be there. So we have Bongile Manzai working on the beautiful music that you heard during your performances and your rehearsal. And I'm there doing the choreography, and we're all learning from Lara in terms of directing going forward. So the combination of Zaxim Dar and Lara Foote is just wonderful to actually be part of it, you know, as a director, choreographer, to just being between Lara's creativity and Zaxim's writing is just amazing.
And I mean, the novel set in 1999, so 5 years after we had the democratic elections, and the sort of central character is a professional mourner who is contemplating the violence that plagues the communities in which he works. And how lovely it would be if in 2020 this were only a historical piece. But unfortunately, it's not, because that level of violence and the ways that violence is exercised have in some senses got worse. So it even though it's, you know, 20 years plus old, it is rivetingly contemporary still.
It is. It is very much so. I mean, though the piece talks about the violence that was there during these political parties, but now the violence has evolved. You know, as I say, it's shifting, it's still going forward in different formats. But it's about these situations that happened pre-94 and what's happening now, the comparison is such, it's so raw, it's so just, pretty, I would say, in your face, pretty much. You know, though we experience some kind of different violence, if I may say, the young people are still experiencing the same violence, you know, in a different format. So this play is very much relevant in now. You know, it's relevant now, it was relevant then, it's still relevant to everyone who could come and watch. It's literally across the board relevant, I would say.
The details now, and just to let people know from my experience of performing there, that the Baxter takes COVID awareness very, very seriously. You are required to sign a register, have your temperature taken, sanitize when you get in. You have to wear a mask throughout the performance. The theater seating is delineated in such a way that there is a clear social distance between you and, you know, if you go there by yourself, then between you and the rest of the audience. If you go with somebody, then between the two of you and the rest of the audience. So all of that, the Baxter takes very, very seriously. I know that from recent experience. So when and where are the performances of Ways of Dying, Mdu?
Well, the performances are going to be in the Flip Side, opening from the 10th of November until the 14th. It's only 6 performances that we're going to have. And you can book at web tickets, and you can also get a ticket at Pick and Pay. The tickets are 75 rand and 50 rand for students. And you're quite right. The precautions for COVID is we really, really take it really serious. We have meetings about that every second day to just make sure that the audience is well protected. You know, sanitized, as I said, social distancing, mask. It's very important that we keep that in mind so that the audience can feel safe to come to the building and to come and support. You know, we're performing at like half capacity. So everyone needs to be there and feel safe.
Mduku Iyama, co-director and choreographer of the Baxter's production of Ways of Dying, based on Zeke Simdar's acclaimed novel.